We're talking about birds and seeds that you guys have. What exactly, when we say feeding the birds, what do you have at DeBrine Seed?
What do we have? We have, like, every different imaginable type of bird seed there. We've got all of our mixes that we do in 20 and 40-pound bags. We have mixed, what did Ken say, 48 tons of bird seed.
48 tons.
Since the first of the year.
That's incredible to me.
Yeah, and that's just the mixes. That's not the things
say, when
like
you, when you
just
mix
straight.
That, you open up different bags and you mix them
and
together?
It goes in this huge 2-ton mixer.
Okay.
And then it comes out and it just gets put in bags and sewn
Jeez.
Up. And yes.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but we do all of our own mixes. But that 48 tons of it so far this year.
Well, let me ask you this. What's the difference between straight bird feed, and I guess maybe because I don't usually feed birds, what's the difference between mix and not
mix?
Well,
some
feed?
People like to just put out one thing, like
okay.
sunflower seeds.
Gotcha.
But not all birds can open up a shell. You have to look at their beak to see if they are able to open up a shell to get what's inside, because they aren't going to eat the shell. They're just going to eat what's inside.
See, I didn't realize that.
Like a big beak, like on a cardinal grosbeak, they can easily crack open a shell
mm-hmm.
and get what's inside. The smaller birds can't crack open that shell, so they like different things. So if you want to attract a variety of birds, then you usually use a mix that's got like some millet and some peanuts
okay.
and different things in it so you can attract more of a variety of birds.
So some birds are like me. They can chomp on the sunflower seeds and spit out the shells. My
yes.
girlfriend hates it because one of those little dirty habits of mine is I carry around a jug that I spit the shells
yes.
into when I chew sunflower seeds. I love
yes.
eating sunflower seeds, but she always yells at me because the shells stick to the sides and it's kind of gross. I admit that, but some birds can do that. Some birds can't.
Some birds
okay.
cannot. So they like the things that don't have the shell, like the millet or whatever, or like corn. You know,
yeah.
they don't have
okay.
they can eat the whole thing. So
I gotcha.
That's it. We've had a lot of calls this last week about people seeing robins, and they're just like at my house, my verbena bushes and the cotoneaster bushes are covered with 3 feet of snow, and that's
mm-hmm.
what usually the first robins and things that come up, they eat all those berries that are on those bushes.
Right.
Well, they can't even see those berries right now, and I'm sure the mice underneath the snow have pretty much taken care of them
yeah,
by now.
Right.
So they're kind of worried about them, but the robins are insect and fruit eaters, folks. So, you know, you can get the freeze-dried mealworms.
Okay.
And you can just put those, like, in a pie plate out on your deck for the robins, or you can put some peanuts out, put some suet out. They like that high-fat, so it's high-protein, so they get some energy. But I'm more worried about them finding a source of open water
okay,
than
so that's
anything
a big
else.
Concern.
That's a big concern. They'll eat snow for water, but you have to remember it takes so many calories to change that snow
yep.
into water.
Don't eat the
that
snow.
That could be used to keep themselves warm.
Right.
So even if all you do is put out a little dish of water every morning for the birds, and it's going to freeze by noon. But then every morning do that. I do that every day. If you don't have a heated bird bath, that works enough that you get enough birds getting some water, and that's probably the most important thing right now.
I've got a pond behind my apartment, and there's this little crack in the corner that's been open, and it's shrinking and shrinking, and these geese that sit in the crack of water, their little opening of water is getting smaller and smaller and smaller as the weeks continue, and
yeah.
now it's like the size maybe of 2 feet around, so they're running out of water real fast.
So you've got 20 geese
yeah.
and ducks sitting in there.
It really
yeah.
is quite humorous seeing like 6-7 geese all in a space of a 2-foot circle, you know, fighting with each other trying to get that water. But
it is kind of funny, but okay.
It's sad. It's funny. Funny and maybe in a sad statistical kind of way.
Yes. Okay. Maybe next time you'll learn to migrate.
Yeah.
You know, go south where it doesn't freeze over.
Nobody likes geese.
Yeah. Most winters they can stay up here without a problem, but this winter is not it. We've got, you know, a lot of people are still buying a lot of bird seed because my birds are eating like crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
It can get bugs in it when the weather gets warm. I would suggest we've got these little plastic containers that are on wheels at DeBrine's that
mm-hmm.
you can fit. We've even got a bigger one that will fit a 50-pound bag of bird seed in it. And you closes it up. You don't have to worry about it. It's on wheels. You can push it around, whatever you want. Works extremely well. They're under $20. Great investment for dog food, bird food, whatever. But I have to say, this week's bird food special is the 20-pound bag of Cardinal Mix, which is $10.49, and you're saving $2 a bag on that.
Fantastic. We got a caller on the air. Good morning. You're on with Jan Musen from DeBride Seed Company.
I was going to ask Jan a couple questions,
sure.
And one of them was what is on sale this week, and I had my radio turned down, and I just turned it up long enough to say which is $10.49, $2 off this week, but I didn't hear which kind.
Oh, it's the 20-pound bag of the DeBrine Cardinal food.
Okay. What price is your no waste?
The no waste this week is $18.49 for a 50-pound bag. A 20-pound bag.
A 20-pound bag.
Yep.
Okay. And then one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know about animals, and birds. I was wondering, a game farm is a place where the animals are actually fenced in and made to believe that they found a home, right?
Yeah.
So therefore, when you go to shoot them, this is pretty unfair advantage.
Shooting fish in a bucket. Yeah,
right.
I was pretty surprised that one of the people in the Holland Sentinel said that this was a good way to teach their children sportsmanship and gun safety, and I thought, safety? I don't think so in a residential.
I was a little concerned about that, too.
Yeah.
Usually think of guns being out away
in
from
woods.
The city limits.
Yeah.
Sportsmanship, well, that's not very sporting, I feel, but anyway, I was curious because that was what my thought was, is that it is a place where they can't get away. So I just wondered if I was right in that assumption.
Well, I would like to think of it as a refuge for the animals, and I can see sometimes the population might get out of control and then you have to thin herds. But
the way I understand, this is going to be a regular hunting destination.
Hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, they can guarantee you're going to get something, I guess.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I guess that is one way to look at it. You're definitely going to take something home with you at the end of the day.
It's like those, like, pheasant farms and birds, you know, they go up there to hunt birds and, you know, they let the birds loose so you
right.
can shoot them. That's just like hunting in a zoo, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Wow, that's pretty morbid. But if you have a question for Jan Musen from DeBrine Seed Company, you can always give us a call, 395-1450. And spring is on the way, we promise. And this is something that we didn't get a chance to really talk about at length last week. But maple sugar time is coming.
Yes, that happens when the sap starts moving up and down the trees. And that's due to the difference in temperature. So when the daytime temperatures get above 32 degrees and nighttime gets below 32,
mm-hmm.
the sap goes up and down.
Okay.
And that's when we tap the trees. And I notice if you look at the extended forecast at WHTC.com, you'll notice that there are some 36 degree and, you know, 38 degree days coming, but the nights are cold. That's the time you got to tap your maple trees. We've got books about it at DeBrine's. We've got the little taps that you put in the tree and you hang your bucket on there, and great fun. It'd be something to teach the kids how to do this sort of thing. I remember doing it when I was little. My dad always tapped the maple trees. So something fun to do. But that time is coming soon, so make sure you get to DeBrine's and pick up your equipment to start doing that.
Well, let's see. We got 36 coming up. Projected forecast. Remember, this will definitely change. I guarantee it.
Oh, of course.
36 degrees scheduled for Friday, and it'll get colder a little bit on Saturday and Sunday, dip down below freezing again. But then Monday, we're at 34 for next week. So
we're
slowly
getting to that time.
We're taking a step, dropping down half a step, and you know we're slowly climbing.
We go
climbing.
Up three and go back down one or
two.
But
yeah.
Hey, we're going to get there eventually, folks. We really will.
We had a couple minutes left. Something else you wanted to mention? Things that you guys got going on this week at DeBrine?
Well, what I really need to talk about is the mice and voles and
yeah.
rabbits have been so active right now. It's hard for them to find food, especially for the rabbits. They're sitting on top of the snow, and then they can just, you know, lean up and just chew the bark right off the trees and bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're much higher than they were ever before. So
yeah.
if you wrapped your trees of tree trunks last winter, it's probably under the snow right now, and they're getting what's unwrapped. So you're going to have to get out there and protect those things. Mice and voles under the snow, folks, making little tunnels. If you go by your sidewalk, you might see like a little quarter size hole
mm-hmm.
right at the bottom. That's where the mice are going in and out.
Oh.
So they're out there, folks. You might want to think about putting a bait station out there or some sort of trap out there, because there are thousands of them under the snow. They're loving this weather.
So they got an interconnected series of tunnels.
Yes.
Like the
when
Viet Cong.
When the snow melts, you're going to be surprised at what your lawn really looks like. It's going to be a million trails.
So not only with this heavy snow and the big potholes, we're going to have potholes of mole tunnels everywhere.
Mole tunnels, mice tunnels. It's going to be, they've had all winter to work under that nice blanket of snow where it's warm for them.
Wow, outstanding. Jan, thank you so
yeah.
much.
Yes, and it's been fun.
Yeah, always a pleasure speaking with you.